Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. What if you were normal, or from jerk to quirk? Well, dear tuner-inners, this past week I was at a meeting with four longtime therapist colleagues where the deal is to give each other feedback about our emotional blind spots. The goal is to become more attuned and useful to the folks we work with and have better lives ourselves. Now, usually we all get feedback about our blind spots when someone near and dear gets fed up with being blindsided by our blind spot and says, "Hey, you've got a blind spot there, noodle noggin, knock it off." And seeing that the person has the best of intentions, probably will respond with something like, "Well, aren't you the know-it-all?" Or "takes one to call one," and we're off and running into a big painful fight. But if we try really hard and somehow get past the kill the messenger reaction, our next reaction is likely to be, "Ouch," and some sleepless nights going back and forth from, "How dare that total noodlehead say that to me?" to, "I wonder if there's anything to what they said." "Nah, how dare that total noodlehead say that to me? Why am I telling you all this?" Well, because at this past meeting with my colleague messengers, I really got my money's worth. Ouch. And I found a couple of things have helped me hear the feedback, sort of, and I want to pass them along. Not that you have any quirks of your own, of course, or might ever get any feedback, but the first has been reminding myself that everybody has them, that having a quirk doesn't in fact make me or you a total jerk. While our particular quirk may be peculiar to growing up in our unique family, with its own sometimes painful quirkiness, everybody's family is, ahem, unique. So everybody unavoidably and quite normally has quirks. Second, I'm discovering again that recognizing a quirk really does go a long way toward changing it. And last, as the ouch wears off and I'm changing, I'm finding it's exciting to see things and be with people in a new way, really, and feeling I can hardly wait to see my four buddies again and give them some feedback from my new perspective. I'm Dr. Rich, the Big Quirk O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.